Camera one, camera two, Teddy one.
Rolling, Dana rolling.
Two, rolling, we're rolling. We are doing this.
We're doing
we're
it!
We're doing this.
Yes.
Hey,
look at
buddy.
That handshake.
Hey, partner, look at that handshake. We're in business here, friends. And by we, I mean, this is Teddy Forens. I'm Dana Wilson. This is Dance Plus, but this is CLI. This is not my usual backdrop for a podcast, but I'm going to be spending a lot more time here, my friend.
Yes, you are. Oh, my God.
We're just saying that Teddy really blew out audio.
I told you.
Hey, friend. It's a very quiet morning here in Sherman Oaks. I don't feel on heavy air quotes, but that's okay. I'm just talking to my friend in my living room. Right? That's why you're here? Well, spoiler, we're not staying in my living room for very long. Today's guest is the one and only Teddy Forens. And this episode is super special because we recorded it live in Southampton, Massachusetts. East Hampton? I still don't know. Southeast general vicinity, Hampton, Massachusetts, at the CLI Conservatory. In this episode, Teddy and I are talking about my new role there, which is as the Director of Professional Development for CY6. I'm thrilled about it. Teddy stays thrilled about everything, but he's like additionally excited about this new season for CLI. I'm excited about this new season of my life as an educator and as a guide through creative careers. I feel like the last couple years of my life have been spent refining my North Star, which I know my role at CLI will be in alignment with. I'm very excited about this position. I'm really excited to share this conversation with Teddy. But first, let's do a really sleepy, sleepy win. What's my sleepy win today? Here's what it is. And this, yeah, I've got it. Riz peed on the rug over there. And that was fine for me. That is my win. Riz being inside used to be something that freaked me out. I really hated it. She almost wasn't my dog at the beginning because she exclusively peed inside. I would take her outside every hour and then we would get inside and she would pee inside. Because that's where she felt safe. But I'm celebrating that as a win because I think I am more resilient to the little dings and hiccups that happen in my daily life. That's what's going well with me. Now you go. Congratulations. I'm so glad you're winning. It sounds insincere, but that's just because I'm kind of thrown by how low energy I am. Just got back from a vacation. 3 days in Mexico City. It's a win for another time, but I'm pooped. I'm tie-tie. Do you know why it's okay to have a snoozy intro for this episode? Because you're about to get a shot of adrenaline directly to your aortas. Because that is how jacked Teddy and I are to be talking to each other. On your mark, get set. Let's CLI with the one and only Teddy Forens. It's not a commentary on the episode. I'm just so tired today and I'm owning it. I'm owning that. Ready? It goes like, wait, are we good? Okay. I'm famous for starting before anyone else is ready to start. And I think that maybe you also share in that, Teddy.
1,000%.
Do you know why Teddy starts before people are ready? Because Teddy never stops. There's only go in Teddy Forens' world. Wait, is that true or is that a lie?
I would say that's very true.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
I thought it was true. I think I know you because I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm Dana. This is Teddy Forens. This is CLI. And
hi.
This is Dance Plus. We were joking in the pre-roll that Teddy needs a seatbelt to keep you buckled in for this.
Like legit. Like
you
I was
excited?
Gonna like jump out of my car.
Yo.
I mean, I watch Dance Plus. I listen to Dance Plus all the time, I was telling you.
Cool.
Just a fan of you in general, speaking anytime, anywhere.
Thank you,
but the fact that I get it, you know, anywhere on my phone is pretty incredible. So thank you for doing it.
Yo, you're
how
front
many
row.
Episodes?
274-ish, plus or minus.
And I love the rebrand.
Thank you, by the way.
Big fan of Dance Plus.
Wow. Big fan of Dance Plus. If you haven't heard about the rebrand, or if this is your first time listening to the podcast, maybe jump back a few, because I've made some really important, significant changes to the podcast. None of them have to do with the content. That's always been fabulous. But the name of the podcast, the branding, the way that people will find it in the world, all mm-hmm. of those things have changed. And that, from a business perspective, was really important to me. So hearing from a businessman that you dig the rebrand, that means a lot. Thank
I
you dig so much.
I personally liked the original title too, because
words
it makes a lot
me.
Of sense. But I think that's just naturally, like, it's kind of like Dana plus Words That Move Me.
Dude.
Like, that's how I've known you since I met you like 20 years ago, more.
20 plus,
I'm
I
like,
think.
Anytime you speak, I'm a student, I'm listening, I'm a friend. Yeah, it is surreal, but also so right that you're going to be with us next year.
Thank
I remember
you,
the call that we first had about it, and we were both just giddy, and the timing feels so aligned and so right. So to have you here doing this here is, I have chills. Like, it's really exciting.
Let's backtrack a little bit before we get into future. Mm-hmm. I have, we've known each other from a convention. Our convention is when we were students. But I've also been around since, I think, Rev 1 of CLI.
Yes.
The place on Cartwright, the apartment building on Cartwright, where we were doing tutorials from, like, a bedroom in an apartment building.
Yeah, it was an apartment, pretty much, that we turned into a dance studio.
Yep.
The danceable space was probably, like, 10 by 6 or 10 by 8 or so. Maybe 10 by 10. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we started there doing the Zoom classes and the recorded classes in that room. We had a fisheye lens, so it looked a lot bigger on camera.
Totally.
So people would walk in, they're like, oh, is this the holding room? And I'm like, no, this is the studio.
This is
if
it.
If you would like me to cook you some eggs and
I'm
bacon
here.
In
I'll
between.
I'll just be here. Yeah.
So definitely that was the early beginnings of CLI.
Okay, and talk about the footprint that you have today.
Today we have 50,000 square feet. We have we're sitting in the 9th studio that was just finished last week. That's why you can still smell the clean Marley.
I know, it smells so good.
It doesn't even look walked on yet.
I know, I was afraid to put my water bottle down.
Be careful. I'm joking, I'm joking.
There is a fee for that. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so we just finished our fifth conservatory year. It was incredible. We have learned so much. Our team just gets more fluid and connected as the years go. The students have made a huge impact on me, on us as a team. The amount of dance that has happened in these buildings over the years, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You can genuinely feel it every day I walk in.
I agree with that. I remember the first time I came out to Mass when you guys had like brick and mortar out here for the first time, and the studio felt so new.
Mm-hmm.
This year I walked in and I was like, oh, work is done here. I smell work. There's becoming history in these walls. Mm-hmm. I feel it. It's growth. It's very cool.
It is. And we're in Building B right now. Mm-hmm. So this was created in CY, right before CY4.
Right.
We're about to head into, we have about a month before we start CY6.
Yep.
With 9 studios. The production capabilities have really grown.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, every year we're unlocking something new.
Yeah.
And it really feels like every year is a fresh beginning.
Yeah.
I think you joining on with us is one of those massive steps. So thank you.
Okay, let's talk about me joining on. obviously, I'm excited. But I question for anybody interested in CLI in the future and people who have been here in years past, why is there now a need for my role? What is it about the work climate now, or CLI right now, that makes having a director of professional development essential?
It's completely essential. Your career expands so many different layers of what you've done, what you've experienced, mm-hmm. and how you communicate it.
Ah.
And I think that's really key. The words that you use that move people, literally, I think have a massive impact. I've felt it from conversation with you, from just watching your career and seeing all the different kind of jobs that you've worked on and how you get that across when you teach. Mm. So for me, it's about the clarity and creativity that you bring to any space that you enter, and the leadership qualities that you bring to the table. And I'm, you know, always looking for collaborators, yeah, for strong opinions, mm-hmm, and people who are flexible and willing to shift and be adaptable. And you represent all of those things. And I think for every student coming here to have someone like you on their team, mm, and helping guide them, give them advice, little conversations and jokes in the hallway that really leave a mark on people.
Yo, my hallway game is a plus.
Oh, I bet.
I move fast. Like, catch me in a hallway is rare because I'm moving, but I love a quick quip. I love, like, even like water cooler conversations is what they would call it in the normal workforce. I do, so much is exchanged in those spaces. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think about going and taking class in LA in my early days in LA at the Dome. Yes, class at Millennium in the Dome was epic, but it's the parking lot conversations and jams that happened afterwards that, mm-hmm, really molded me. And I think what people get at CLI and that they don't see on the outside, because we see a lot of dance class and we see, mm-hmm, a lot of dancing, but there is culture here and, yes, there's a community here, mm-hmm, that I think... Like, I didn't go to school after I graduated high school with honors, by the way. Subtle flex. But college was not an option for me money-wise, but also a little bit drive-wise. Mm-hmm. I liked school. I liked learning. But I had a deep sense that LA is where I wanted to be, and dancing for pop stars is what I wanted to do. Not everybody has that clear of a North Star at first. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people look to college as a bridge between early training and the workforce, mm-hmm, I think, or that's their trial period of finding out if they even want to be in the workforce.
Which I think is, you know, like I tell anyone thinking about entering a program or even moving straight to LA,
yeah,
do the research.
Yeah.
Like, really put in the time to get to know the people running the programs, who's the director, who's the team, who are the, yeah, consistent teachers, who's the faculty they bring in, what is their North Star,
yeah,
for their students. I think it's really important. And I think, like you and I both, we followed our intuition, backed up with research, yeah, and, yeah, experiences. So I think, you know, some colleges, I'm sure, are amazing for so many people, yeah, and the conservatory is amazing for others, and then some go directly to New York and LA,
yeah,
but I think the key is intuition.
I think, obviously, college satisfies a thing, mm-hmm, and a lot of people go there not necessarily for a degree, but for a life experience, mm-hmm, that isn't living under the parents' roof, mm-hmm, that isn't quick into the lion's den, good luck working, that's something other than that. But CLI is even something other than that. Mm-hmm. So could you talk about how CLI is similar to a college program? In what ways is it similar, and in what ways is this totally and absolutely different?
I think it's similar in the sense of, you know, becoming a young adult. Uh-huh. Living away from your parents for the first time is a huge step. Huge. Having roommates, mm-hmm, which can bring on different challenges that you have to face and learn
so much
about
learning.
Communication.
So
and
much learning.
What are the ground rules of, you know, having roommates?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, being in a new space, I think generally,
a new
like
city,
that's
a new town.
It's,
yo,
it's huge. It's, yeah, huge. And I genuinely wish I had had this before I started my career. And that's why I started it, is there wasn't a space exactly for me that my gut check was like, oh, that's the college or that's the place that I want to go.
Mm-hmm. You looked into colleges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a little bit. And then Mia Michaels saw me at NYCDA Nationals and ended up hiring me for a project from there,
uh-huh,
when I was 17, 18. Or else maybe I would have focused a little bit more on the college route.
Got it.
But I would say here, you know, there's about 100 guest choreographers that come in the 10 months. And then we have all of us resident staff. We have all the agencies, Cirque and Disney and Royal and all these different companies coming in. So in my mind, and after talking to a lot of studio owners, a lot of parents, a lot of teachers, just the community in general and other teachers like us, you know, what's the ideal time? Mm. What's the ideal amount of time? And I think 10 months of dancing 5 days a week and other classes and courses on entrepreneurship and careers and photo shoots and styling, all those things.
And like full-blown cinema scale making of
They're things. In a production studio.
This is, I am looking around, you guys, at gear that I see on professional film sets. This is unparalleled in any dance studio in the world. I can safely say that. Like, this is absurd. What the environment that I'm in, and knowing that just on the other side of this wall
is a ballet class.
There's a ballet class yeah. happening. That blows my mind in half.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. My brother Johnny and I, who's behind camera right now, Johnny's my younger brother, and my mom has her dance studio like 20 seconds down that way on the yep. right, which is where CY1 started.
Yeah.
And we've always dreamed of like, if we had a studio someday, what would it be like? How would we build it? What would the colors be? What would the lighting be? You know, what would the cameras be like? So, you know, to have that as a student and to on day one just kind of like be thrown into it, over time it becomes normal.
Yeah.
And I think it's, if you want to be a professional dancer, especially in the commercial worlds, being comfortable with it is huge. Because sometimes, like, I remember first moved to LA and a camera came out at a Millennium class and I blacked out.
Full choke.
I thought I was going to pass out. I'm yeah. like, ah, I'm just trying to like finish the combo. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes.
And that was like in 2000, maybe like 9
yeah.
or 10.
Yeah.
So to now be in a space where we have all this incredible gear and to share it with the students and to give them production classes and talk about it more.
Yeah.
I do think it's one of one because we're the one on the ground running it as artists, as dancers. We know what we would have wanted and what, you know, through conversations, what the current generation now is interested in and what they want to focus on.
Yeah.
Balancing that with what we think is important.
Yo, and Johnny and I were talking too. Another huge benefit is that although CLI has grown like exponentially, it's still a small and lean enough team that you guys can pivot really fast. If we have a new idea tomorrow, like me recording this podcast today was the idea that I had on Tuesday and
exactly.
it's Thursday. Like, it's still quick enough. Like, there's no giant board of directors that needs to approve a big thing. And the mobility that you have in terms of special programs and in terms of special opportunities or offers or the ability to make something or change something fast,
mm-hmm.
you guys are so good at that.
Thank you.
It's a hugely attractive quality for me and the type of projects that I like to be involved in. So I'm thrilled by that. And
because you get to walk in and it, you know, every day is a new day. It is not like, you know, Groundhog's Day.
Such is a creative life.
Yeah.
This is it's a beautiful mirror for the actual life that people will be living once conservatory or your college program is complete.
Mm-hmm.
It is not going to be copy-paste the same every day. So I think this is setting people up really well for that. I am excited to offer some of the things that all of my training didn't prepare me for and that no dance class has prepared people for.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the mental component of being a creative person in the world.
Which
today,
at a certain point, you know, is 80%+ of what we're doing. Because if this isn't, you know, connected to this, then
yeah,
it goes out the door.
Yeah. Or it is less enjoyable while mm-hmm. you're in it. A lot of the tools that I've learned for managing my mind around big decisions, rejection, my relationships,
mm-hmm.
my kind of ability to schedule my life. I think that's another thing that what CLI does to an insane degree is schedule your world full of important and epic stuff. But once you get into the world and there's nobody scheduling your life with epic and important stuff,
mm-hmm.
it can be really challenging to find a sense of worth and purpose. And so one of the things I'm excited to extend is the ability to self-direct,
mm-hmm.
to self-motivate,
mm-hmm.
to self-manage your mind and to keep the things that worked about CLI a part of your daily life post-CLI.
Some advice I give to students who are really nervous moving to LA or New York and they're like, where do I even start? I'm like, a budget and a schedule.
Would be a great place to start.
Is yes. really like, I wish I had done that sooner.
Good call, my friend. Yeah.
Like, look at the classes, even just a mock month or a mock week, and then kind of, you know, add three more of those to see what the consistent class schedule would look like. You know, a little bank of money for the pop-up classes or workshops that happen that might be, you know, $60 instead of, you know, $25.
Which, can we just talk about the cost of dance class in the world right now? Wow. When you told me you have 100 guest faculty on top of the additional faculty, it is a deal to be training here versus to be training in the professional world.
I tried to do the class, like, per class.
Did you,
like,
do,
you know, I don't want to say it right now because it's not exact, so I don't want to mess it up.
But this is definitely Costco, right? Like, this, we're paying
it's,
wholesale.
It's a lot different than taking a singular class at a major studio in LA or New York. And to me, I get to curate incredibly talented choreographers and people that I still am fans of, look up to. Y'all enter the building, like, it lights up my world and everyone's world in here. And I think, you know, having, you know, about 4 to 6 guests per week, it feels like I'm in LA or New York when I enter the building.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
and then I walk outside and we're in Southampton, Massachusetts, and it's a whole different.
You walk outside and there's a trail, there's a pond, there are dogs, there's, like, colonial churches and all sorts. It's so nostalgic. Driving around here is my jam. I, by the way, became a member of the co-op.
You did?
The grocery store. Yeah, I'm a full stakeholder now. So I'm officially a local. Because
have you
I'm
eaten
a,
the filet mignon there?
No.
Get the filets. My kids know the difference. They're like, oh, is this?
Oh, that's trouble.
Is this co-op? And if it's not, they're like, I don't think it's co-op. It's kind of chewy. They're like, oh, it's. Yeah, I don't want to see any other grocery store right now to throw them under the bus. But
I'm so riveted. That's great.
You got to get this.
I love the co-op.
It's worth it.
Did you know, also, fun fact, I feel so strongly about Tim Hortons that I also have steak in Tim Hortons. Steak. I have steak.
I have a filet mignon in Tim Hortons.
I have stock in Tim Hortons. That's how much I love Canada and Tim Hortons.
You know, I like it a lot, too. I'm going to be honest, though, like...
Not a great investment opportunity for you?
For me personally, you know, I would go with something local here.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons is like equivalent to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct.
Is that going to offend
you're
you?
You're like, do they need my help? No, they're fine.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I felt really strongly about it.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you most excited about for next year?
Whew! That is packed in. There's a lot packed into
that. Okay, yeah. Three things that you're most excited about.
Three things. I'm going to start off with you. And I'm going to start off also with Andy J, being director of hip hop. Just fascinated by the way she teaches, her choreography. She's just like mama bear too. And, like, you know, the tough love she gives to the students. I just feel like we are going to come in so grounded.
Yeah.
I think there's so much power to strong women. I've always had incredibly strong women around me, and that's honestly, I think, one of the reasons why I feel so grounded in my life and have since I was young. My mom is my dance teacher and mentor. My Nana, who still shows up at the studio. I don't know if she's come to your class yet this week.
I haven't seen her this week.
Okay, she will probably stop in at some point.
It's just Thursday, though. We've got 3 more days.
Yeah. She'll probably stop in. Mia Michaels. There's just been a lot of strong women in my life.
Yeah.
So I think having both of you come in is going to be so grounding and powerful and exciting, all the things.
Thank you, my friend.
And every year we kind of play with shifting up the curriculum a little bit, whether it be like, okay, this past year, this went really well, but we feel like we lagged a little bit in February or March. Can we shift some things around? Mm-hmm. We call it our schedule outline.
Yep.
So sometimes shifting those things, like this past year, we rehearsed for our shows right before the show instead of months before and then coming back to rehearse those pieces.
Right.
And the flow of that after auditions, it's like this new surge of energy. It feels like a new chapter in the semester.
Yep.
So things like that might seem small on paper, but make a huge impact on the energy and the flow of the year.
Yeah.
So we're really, really figuring out, you know, through a lot of conversations and meetings every day, all day, what is the best thing for the students?
Right.
What is the best thing for us and the entire conservatory for the flow of the season? And I think after 5 years, you know, we're really honing in to what those, you know, 36 weeks
are. 10 months really looks like.
Mm-hmm.
10 months for how many hundred people?
There's 280 students coming. Same as CY5.
Okay. And they're split into how many groups?
6.
And how do the tracks work? How do people choose how to target the training for their interests?
Yes, so we do surveys with the students before they arrive, uh-huh. kind of like a get to know you. Uh-huh. And then we're gonna do another one in the fall to help align them with the mentor that suits them best for their career goals. Uh-huh. So every student gets paired with a mentor. Mm-hmm. Obviously you know about this, you were a mentor this past year. And yeah, they're in a group of like 22 to 25 other students that are aligned with those career goals. And so that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah.
But there's kind of, yeah, there's so many pieces to be excited about this coming season. I'm starting the process of getting to know all the students' names, where they're from, what their interests are. That's a big part of my summer.
Yeah.
That usually starts mid-July here.
Yeah.
Johnny just built me an incredible app, which you got to
see.
You saw it?
I saw it. Yo,
guys. I'm obsessed. Listen, I'm obsessed.
Listen. So Teddy and I, behind the scenes, are going to be competing with each other to remember your names and faces and interests and talents and things.
There's a leaderboard, like, and Johnny's winning right now.
There's a leaderboard and trophies, and I'm coming for you because, listen, one of the stories I'm rewriting about myself is that I am bad with names. When I tell myself uh-huh. that I'm bad at names, mm-hmm. I don't feel any pressure to remember your name because I'm telling myself and believing that I'm bad with names. But when I tell you that I am becoming a person who's really good at names.
I love this.
Who's scary good at names. And then I have software like this. Like Johnny has talked me through. He showed me.
It looks like Duolingo, the app.
It is Duolingo for human
for
faces
CY6.
And names. For the people that we'll be spending the next 10 months with.
Yeah.
So that you don't feel like one in 500. Mm-hmm. You're one of one, and I know that because mm-hmm. I Duolingo to your face and name and interests and talents.
You know, it is...
I'm so jacked about that.
It is, to me, the most important thing is realizing that every single student, even though when people look at the program, they're like, oh, it's a really big program.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, I used to travel 40-something weekends to conventions,
yep.
see thousands of dancers, go to hundreds of studios yep. for 2 days at a time.
No.
And so 280 to me, when I put all of my attention, like I don't travel and teach at studios anymore. This is my yeah. baby. This is what I do all the time. So
yeah.
it is so cool to expand your heart on a deeper level with 280 people.
Yeah.
And it's not a number. They are individuals with creative minds, career goals, just like beating lives. And it's like putting the care and time into every single one of them is an honor.
Yeah.
So this process that we're doing with the app, it just elevates it. And I think it's going to make it really fun for all the resident staff to kind of see
now.
It all. Yeah.
Like what's the date today? July something? Oh, by the time we start, I will know everybody's name.
Let's go, Dana.
I guarantee. In the Heights, I learned 305 names. We hired 305 dancers for that film, and I did not retain 305 names. But in the moment, especially on set, when you need to say, Sabrina, scoot 2 inches to your left.
Correct.
Versus, Orange shirt. Like on set, come on, that's crazy. It yeah. really helps to know a name. And again, historically in my life, I've struggled with this mm-hmm. because of like what you mentioned. We travel a lot. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I want this to be one of my strengths. And watch me, y'all. I'm so excited.
That's the type of confidence to go into anything. Like sometimes there is a little bit of a mind trick.
Yeah, historically
to saying that.
This. But now I'm becoming a person who this.
Yeah.
That's the work, my friend.
You know, it comes down to a point too of like, I say to myself, like, I'm not giving myself an option. Mm-hmm. There's no option to not know. There's only one option, and that is to know every single student's full name.
Wow, work. Okay.
Full
okay.
name.
Okay, okay, okay. I hear you on last name.
And
okay.
spelling.
This is why I actually have a person for quality control on the podcast who looks at everything I write and is yeah. like, oops, nope, that's not right. Because I know this about myself.
Yeah.
Mildly dyslexic. There are things happening behind the scenes. But anyways, I love this internal goal that mm-hmm. you and I are sharing.
Yes.
And the goal to make an impact on, for me, it's yes, the individual's lives. But for me, it's also, I want to make an impact on the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
I want for the world, directors, filmmakers, producers, moviegoers to think of dance and revere dance as high art, mm-hmm. as at like the way that we think of athletes, the way that we pay athletes. I want to create a workforce that is worthy of that praise, that is Agreed. Worthy of above scale fees. And being here, I think, gives me a really good fighting chance of being able to make a huge impact like that.
Huge impact.
I told you on one of our recent calls, I was on set recently and as a dancer, and one of the dancers said something to the director that I flagged as unsavory. And in my mind, I was like, oh, that's a lesson at CLI. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's all those little...
On my clock, nobody that comes up through here under my directorship mm-hmm. will be saying things like that on a set. Okay, got it. Noted. Great.
And I think it's all those real life scenarios yeah. that you can talk from experience.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, it's one thing to think about how to do something. It's another thing to actually do it.
Yeah.
And to live through that experience and know where your mind was at, you know, throughout, you know, all the different stories you could talk for the rest of your life about
yeah,
all the things stories. You've experienced so far. And I think, you know, little moments like that that you're going to share with them, and big moments, I think, yeah. are so interesting as well.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't feel like textbook, you're reading out of a textbook, but it is like lived experience.
Yeah.
For me, that's part of the reason why I feel like I've gotten to learn so much is from those type of stories.
The sticky, contextual, personal bits.
It stays.
Yeah, it stays. I think I always get excited about creating my lesson plans for convention weekends, and I've gotten very good in teaching history, specifically like names and dates of things, at connecting those to story and context makes them more easy to remember. I've got kids that are graduated and say, oh my God, when I was a junior, you taught me that Don Campbell Lock created locking in the early 70s when the Vietnam War was happening and blah, blah, blah. And they're telling me this and I'm like, it
Remember,
works.
Yeah, it works.
It works when you make something sticky, and having it be personal, having it be lived is part of it. Mm-hmm. But the other part is making it sticky for them. My experience of moving to LA, I could tell them every word of how that happened, mm-hmm. and they could recreate it to the T, and it wouldn't work because mm-hmm. the time is different, because they're different. So my personal stories are helpful in giving sticky context, but that can't be all that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think being able to zoom out, being able to pivot fast, being tapped into their desires and needs mm-hmm. is what will make this program an epic success.
Yeah.
It's partially my experience in that I am still a working person experiencing how I want and want not for the industry to be operating. But the other part is the them. Like mm-hmm. they're so important. And I've at just the small handful of names that I've seen on this list, I am very excited, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be an incredible year. Incredible year.
Mutual enthusiasm, mutual excite. Yay! Okay, I think that's all the time we have for today because I have to go teach the greens. How old is green?
They are 16.
Okay, greens. Green means 16s. I had yesterday the teals for the first time, 10 and 11. We had so much fun. Mentally, I am 10 and 11.
You're
also
doing the music video
for
them.
I'm doing
right?
the music video for them. Great. Be on the lookout for that, my friends, because that's going to be a riot. But you're for now, it. Teddy, thank you for what?
You're doing Men in Black?
I'm doing Men in Black. We got them all sunglasses.
Oh, I
it's
love
stupid.
It.
It's really. Somebody raised their hand in class yesterday. They were like, can I wear a suit? I was like,
they asked that?
Yeah. I was like, you have a suit? And she was like, my brother does. We're about the same size. I was like, yeah.
Bring the
suit.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm so excited.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. Thank you for having this quick chat. Thank you, friend, listener, viewer, for watching. Get out into the world or get over to CLI, but no matter where you go, keep it very funky. Dance Plus is produced by me with the help of many. Big, 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 big love to our executive assistant and editor, Riley Higgins. Music is by Max Winnie. Logo and brand design by Bree Reitz. Our communications team consists of Ori Vajidares and Sydney Richardson. And we've got extra help from LMU intern Carly Clayton. If you're digging the podcast, please leave a review or rating. Also, if you want to connect with me and the many marvelous members of the Words That Move Me community, visit danceplus.podcast.com. If you're curious to know more about me and all the stuff I do outside of the podcast, visit thedanawilson.com.